We turn now to Jim Hall, an aviation safety consultant and former chairman of the National Transportation Safety Board. Jim, thanks for being with us. As we heard, there are reports that 297 passengers and 12 crew members managed to get off that plane. Generally, how fast can an evacuation be carried on a plane of this type and of this size?
Well, of course, under the certification requirements for this aircraft and all large aircraft of this size, you're supposed to be able to evacuate that aircraft in 3 minutes, even without using all of the slides. So, you know, you have a very highly trained group of flight attendants, and this is, you know, everyone is familiar with their serving drinks and the peanuts and things, but this is their primary job, and it appears, at least first reports appears that the flight attendants on this flight did an excellent job in getting the passengers off the plane.
What's the safety record of this plane?
I am not aware of any major accidents of this particular Airbus 340 aircraft. It's a relatively new aircraft, and but certainly with Airbus 380 presently in the certification process, which would be the largest aircraft flying, I'm confident that this whole incident will be you know, thoroughly investigated by the Transportation Safety Board of Canada.
Well, as they look at this, one of the things they'll probably look at certainly is how this plane handled in what appeared to be quite inclement weather, heavy winds, heavy rains, lightning. How is there any information on how this plane in particular handles in this kind of conditions?
Well, of course, this is a, you know, a fly-by-wire aircraft. It's heavily electronic, heavily computer, so any type of electrical failure, particularly coming close to landing, could result in you know, some type of accident or catastrophe similar to this. The officials will have to, you know, the safety investigators will have to look at a number of factors, including and most importantly, you know, I think we can learn a whole lot from the safe evacuation of this this aircraft. That is basically how we've been able to advance passenger safety, is by investigating accidents in the past. So all the experiences of each of the passengers on this aircraft on how they got out of their seat and out of the aircraft will be an important part of the investigation.
Jim, one last quick question. There are eyewitness reports that the plane may have been struck by lightning, and a passenger on board has reported that the electricity seemed to go out suddenly after that happened. What happens generally when a plane is struck by lightning?
Well, of course, the airplane is designed and equipped for lightning strikes. I've been on two planes that have been struck by lightning, and there has been a what appeared to be just a momentary loss of power and a bright flash. But I guess as most of these accidents, they're conflicting eyewitness reports, and we'll have to wait and see what the investigators find out. But it certainly should not have caused a loss of electrical power on the plane.
Jim Hall, thanks so much for speaking with us.
My pleasure.
Jim Hall is an aviation safety consultant and former chairman of the National Transportation Safety Board.